Audio rolling.
Action.
All right, guys, welcome to episode 12.
Finally. I'm
pretty
sure.
Oh, my
God, yeah. Jeez.
Of After Hours, the official Open Side Productions podcast. My name is Christian Nash.
Nate Barr.
Andrew Reyna.
Ryan Webbeking.
Cam Clark.
Holy shit, he actually said it.
Dude, you were so close to saying Chuck.
I was waiting.
I saw it, you were like...
Well, I knew Christian would instantly correct me, so...
I actually wasn't gonna do it this time, is the funny part.
No, you see, Chuck...
You beat me down.
Yeah. No, Chuck Noly is the Let's Lay persona of Andrew Reyna.
Yeah.
That's what's the truth here.
That is the truth.
Just like Cray is my white boy, the gangster white boy.
Right, and Cambo...
For me.
And Cambo Slice is my bro name.
Bacchus
is the god
tits
of wine.
If I ever direct a porno or a softcore porn or anything like that, I'm going by Chuck Wood. Chuck Wood.
Chuck Wood.
Director
Chuck
Wood.
What about Harry Wood?
Phantom of the Ass.
Phantom of the Ass. I remember that.
Poor Phantom in my ass.
Phantom of my ass.
From Open Hole Productions.
Open Hole Productions.
Phantom of my wood.
Phantom of the wood.
Yeah.
Or just
that would make sense.
We talked about this one time though.
Chuck Wood directs Phantom
of the Wood. Yeah.
Isn't one of the episode titles called The Phantom Wood? Because we were talking about
this.
It might be. Yeah.
Phantom Wood.
Probably.
I rarely name episodes after the things that I say because I think it's conceited because I'm the one who puts them up. But like that one, I was like, okay. That
one's Oh my gosh. All the terrible porn names we could give some of our movies.
Yeah.
Oof.
It's bad. Phantom of the Wood.
What would the stray be?
The gay.
Who would you get to star?
I always say that whenever
kissing.
People go around.
Kissing.
Yeah.
What?
Instead of missing.
Kissing.
Chess, it's just guess.
God, do you want to watch a porno called Guess?
No.
I don't know if I do or not.
A porno called Guess. That's a good movie title.
I guess it's better than, like, Grab Bag. Because that implies you have to reach into stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
That's a pretty good porn name.
I just peed in the studio. I have not piddled everywhere. I just straight up pissed on the microphone.
That's what happened to the chair.
Pretty much.
What we got going on?
Yeah, what we got going on now?
We got Stray.
We got
Stray going on.
We got them video games.
Finally,
we got a lot of things going on.
We have had really shitty weather here.
Yeah.
Oh God.
I'm sure. Lots of people out there listening are probably like, well, fuck this weather.
Yeah, probably.
If anybody's listening in New York, they're like, fuck yourself.
Right.
You entitled little shit.
It's caused us to cancel how many weeks?
Two weeks of shooting have been canceled.
It seems like more than that.
It does, but it's because we're just so frustrated because we're like, oh, all the things that
I guess. I mean, I guess it also, like, it kind of worked out because my shitty job didn't fucking give me the time off. Like, she skipped, like, 3 weeks that I was supposed to, like, I was supposed to have, like, two of those Sundays off. She worked me three straight Sundays.
Yeah, I mean, I think that, like, it's a sign.
Against our deal.
I think it's a sign, really. Because, like, we've had some shitty moments come before we have, like, a sequence of great shoot days.
Yeah,
you know, and this is, we've had this happen before. Like, we had, like, three shoot days in a row canceled back in phase one.
Oh, yeah.
And then the rest of the shoot was smooth sailing, and we were all really happy about it. Like, it's, like, not a surprise. Like, I've expressed my utter and total disdain for this weather and for the luck I've had.
It sucks because we need it, because it's great for... what we're doing.
And then it's like we get out there and we're good for a little while. It's like afterwards. Like the last time we shot, dude, I came home and you listeners don't know, I almost called them viewers. You listeners don't know this, but I'm actually fat. I know. That's surprising.
I mean, I'm sure there's a few people listening that know that.
I'm sure they can hear it, really.
No care. They know.
No, I'm from North Carolina. Excuse me. What do you think was in that Danish?
It's like he's either fat or constantly choking on the
more dip. More butter.
More butter. Oh, God. That's sad. But I retained temperature. So, like, after we were out in the cold for so long, I retained all that cold, and I shivered, like, all night long from that. And I've had that happens, like, every time on these shoots, and it sucks.
Yeah. Coming from the dude who's like, I'm never cold.
And yeah, I am. Like, I'm never cold until I'm out there for, like, 6 hours in a day.
So you come into, like, the heat, then you feel it.
Yeah. Like, oh. I was shit chilly.
Shit runs you down, too. Like, being cold makes you tired.
Oh, yeah, oh, dude. Oh,
fuck yeah.
And I don't know how many times last winter I shivered so hard that, like, I strained muscles
in yeah.
my neck and shit.
Wow. He peed himself once.
That actually wasn't so bad.
Wait, that
was at least you were warm for a little while.
Yeah, that actually right? happened?
No, he almost okay. did once, but it had nothing to do with the
situation. I was like, that's definitely no, that's a step to admit that. public broadcast.
There are times that I thought about it, just to be warm for a second.
It's just Mountain Dew. It's just Mountain Dew.
No, actually, I was dressed pretty warm for most of it. There was just a few days where I wasn't dressed quite to the weather, and yeah, like really fucking shivered a lot.
Yeah, I almost never dress well for those days, like at all.
What do you mean I shouldn't have just worn a t-shirt? Oh,
it's not that cold out there right now.
Jeremy's still.
Oh, Jeremy is the champion of dressing like shit in the winter. He wore ripped Chuck Taylors out in the fucking shin-deep snow. Like a fucking noob.
It's like the equivalent of Cam's work pants.
That's like wearing Crocs with socks. Like, that's it's just like fucked. 12
degrees, too. Like, just barely above.
Yeah, wait, what pants are you talking about?
Those khaki shorts that are 90% whole.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, my work pants.
Yeah. It's like...
They're the gone. Pant. The pant. Yeah.
That's all it is.
Dude, do you remember how that
it's
happened?
It's damn near a fucking G-string. At
yeah.
This
point. Yeah, I was like, you know, we could go get a rag.
Is yeah, that we, okay. Nope. We needed a bloody rag. I'm not going to say for what, but we needed one. And I had a hole in my pants already. My and God. I was kind of in the zone. And when I'm in the zone, I make not so wise decisions. And I'm like, dude, I got a rag. I'm going to imitate myself.
Didn't your at the time lady fix your pants at that point too? So you re-tore them off.
Yeah. So I cut off. I take this chunk of my pants and stick. I just start slicing it with Ryan's knife, and everyone's just like, "Dude, what are you doing?
We have rags.
We have rags
in the box."
I'm like, "No, I got it, man." And it's just like, "Dude, stop!" Like it's
somebody said. I think it probably was Stephanie. She's like, stop him. I'm like,
shit.
No.
Like a good friend should. Like a good friend should. It was a weird experience. And it was very hot. I blame it on the heat. When in reality, it was just my fault. You know, I mean, like, just to be completely honest.
And when he says the heat, good Lord, it was hot as hell. And I know this dude was sweating. So I cannot imagine what the people who had to use that were thinking. They're just like, this was like no, fairly close to his balls. Sweaty balls.
You have no recollection of my sweaty balls. But I did have sweaty balls, though. Like, that did happen. A lot.
Sure it did.
It was fucking.
I mean,
we
I'm
had
pretty
a really
sure
cold
all
winter.
The dudes had a little bit, you know.
We had like a really cold winter, and then we had a greatly hot summer.
It wasn't
like
you know,
bad
yeah,
ever.
It was.
Like, it's been worse.
It wasn't as hot as it could be, which
it
upset
was
me.
Pretty terrible,
dude.
Yeah.
Like when we were out in those cornfields. Oh man, dude. You know what I thought of the other day?
The Ligonier day. That was pretty fucking hot.
Yeah, that was a pretty hot day. Like, we... Okay,
which
so there's this
is?
Location. This was, like, our first couple shoot days. There's this location out in Ligonier, Indiana. And we found this amazing property with, like, a perfect, like, wooded area that we could use for the shoot.
Oh, okay. I know what you're talking
so,
about.
So, like, we go out there, check it out, and it's all good. And then we come back, and we're going back out there with Nate, actually. Nate was with us.
That was the train track one, right?
Yeah. We're going to cut things down to make a path so we can get back.
So overgrown with vegetation.
That we had to fucking Indiana Jones that shit, which was cool. It was fun. It was a good time.
Machetes and,
now, on the way there, we're driving. Yeah, now you know what I'm about to tell. We're driving, and I think some guy accidentally backed into this other guy.
Something
happened. We're not entirely sure what, because we just saw it. And this old farmer guy comes out, and he's all beefed up and shit. He looks like a silverback gorilla. Like, he's like, oh, here. Like, he's walking to the other car, and he's walking with purpose, and you can tell, and I'm watching this, I'm like, this guy has got a strut going. Something is about to happen. I'm like, Ryan, look at this. And he looks over. Right at the second that Ryan looks over
and then Nate looks down a little bit, I was like, what the hell's going on?
This old guy starts punching this dude in the face that's in the other car through his window.
Wow.
Like, just beating his ass.
Nice.
And we start cracking up, and we're like, Wait, holy shit, this is real. No, like, I told Ryan, I'm like, Ryan, stop. We got to watch the silverback beat the shit out of this dude.
And we should have recorded it.
It was like a...
YouTube.
I totally should have.
World star.
Oh my god, it was so fucking funny.
It was more like you just passed by it kind of slowly. It was like, what the hell was that?
At first, I didn't think it was real at first.
Did that just happen?
Yeah, like really. Like, it was so fucking hilarious.
That is like a once in a lifetime thing.
And I don't remember what else.
Crop circle that says S.
When we got done.
That was a different time.
When we got done chopping all the trees and shit down for that shit.
You mean the weeds?
Yeah, that's what I meant. The weeds and cutting the path.
That was
after
fucking crazy. It was like little weeds that you're used to seeing in your yard.
Yeah.
They're only like, 2 feet tall. Like the same kind of weeds, but they're like 10 feet tall.
And they're like, and they're angry and shit. They look like they
could grab you.
Yeah, it's kind of
get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, but really.
Man, I moved right through that shit. I don't know about you guys.
I was like, if I see a snake, I'm gonna pee.
Coming from Mr. Spider, I'm kinda surprised.
I don't know, I got that machete knife in my hand and I just started whacking things down.
Of course.
And it was so magical.
Nate's
like things just fell before me.
Yeah.
And I felt like a god.
Yeah.
Nate, you're a fucking psychopath.
I am.
No, like afterwards.
Not even gonna deny that.
I had brought a new outfit, a completely new outfit, because I knew that mine would be dirty and I changed. But we're out like in public, and I'm taking my pants off, and Ryan's like, what the fuck are you doing, man? I'm like, I'm changing. He's like, get in the car and do that. I'm like, no. Fuck them. Someone drove by, and I just waved.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. I'm
where the hell was that? A gas station? I don't remember.
No, that was the dude's...
that was the dude's property.
Driveway, yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't get it. This guy just had
a naked fat man on his lawn.
Like two or three cars drove by while you were doing that.
And I was like...
Like no one drives by for the whole day.
But until I start getting naked out in this fucking wooded... This clear area.
You weren't actually naked, right?
He was in his underwear, so yeah.
Oh, God.
Pretty close.
Yeah.
It's like ass was eating the back of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a yellow G-string.
Oh, God.
So there's the episode title.
I was thinking more Phantom of My Ass. That's,
what else is going on? Dude, let's slay.
Yeah. That's good. That's awesome.
Let's talk about Let's Slay. That's awesome as fuck.
Yeah.
We've got Mr. Editor Andrew over here.
What a champ. You poor bastard.
Yeah.
Like, your first, like, experience with it, and it's just like, nope.
Yeah, everything that could have, like, gone wrong pretty much did.
Yeah.
But I fixed it.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, the first episode's out by now. By the time this one goes up, probably the next 3 episodes will be out as well.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
So, we got... some headway. We started out, I guess now I can talk about it a little bit since the first one's released. The first one we did was Outlast is the first one we're going to. I probably won't spoil any of the upcoming games, but we got a couple of really cool ones coming up too.
I actually do have some pretty cool PC games that are pretty horrifying. Like, on the surface, they seem pretty tame and alright, but then they get pretty fucking weird.
Should play Among the Sleep.
Oh, that's a good one.
No.
Cam has to play Among
the Sleep.
No.
You remember Eversion when we played that one?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we should make Cam play Eversion.
See,
that one's weird.
They called this Let's Slay.
Platformer? Mm-hmm. I remember that one.
See, we called this a Let's Slay, but it's not the entire title. Like, there's like some secret Illuminati shit that covers the second half.
Don't fucking
Illuminati.
Say that.
And it's pretty much Let's Slay, comma, can. Because that's all these assholes want to do is kill me playing video games. I fucking hate scary games. I'm such a fucking pussy.
Come here. Is a baby back bitch.
I am the most barbecued baby back bitch. This side of the Lake Erie. It's pretty hardcore. Yeah.
You don't get a dinner salad or a side dish with me. You just get a full plate of baby back bitch.
I'm basically drowned in baby back bitch sauce.
You know exactly what you're getting when you order me.
Yeah.
In the first episode, I've heard a little bit about it. But I haven't watched any of like other Let's Plays of it because I'll look at. I actually started to, a little bit.
Yeah.
Like I got, not as far as I've gotten so far, but I at least got into the mansion.
Mm-hmm.
And then I stopped.
So you know that sound that in the old Tom and Jerry cartoons the woman makes when she sees Jerry? A little bit higher pitch than that.
Oh my gosh, dude, I about peed myself playing that game.
Yeah, the end of that first video is pretty great.
God damn it. It's just the worst part is I got to watch it beforehand. We all did. Before it went up on YouTube, and I'm watching it. And we get to that particular part, and I like it happened, and then even I jumped like before the screen. So like that moment that did scare me, it scared me twice. Yeah, and I remembered it. And I thought, all right, I always like to remind myself, like, all right, buddy, look, there's a part in here that's going to scare you a little bit. And that's okay. Just deal with it.
It was more than okay. It was pretty fucking epic.
Yeah, you know.
I couldn't have asked for a better ending to a first episode.
Yeah, like, really?
Dude. And we've already got ideas for future Let's Plays, don't we? We're
going to help
the production value a lot.
For a CNC, some project ideas that I'm sure have been discussed a little bit about now. But I'll touch on some of those. Obviously, everyone's heard of MADE Guys and what that'll stand for. And that'll start more of a different channel for us. Something a little more obscure.
A lot dark comedy.
Just something a little different. And I want to do...
Still pretty violent.
I want to do Let's Plays for that particular channel because I think it'll be good.
Yeah.
And yeah. One we've talked about was what's the name of this one, Andrew?
Naked Dudes Play.
Yeah, so that'll be interesting. Yeah. I don't know what we're gonna play. It's gotta be ridiculous.
We're gonna play some games though.
Fucking games. That...
We should play Mount Your Friends. So it'd be like Naked Dudes Play Mount Your Friends.
Yeah, you know that wouldn't be bad. Us playing Mount Your Friends is a pretty damn
actually,
good
we
time.
Yeah, actually, we have a pretty good time playing Mount Your Friends. We do some pretty cool stuff.
Yeah.
Like
the best part is any amount of people can play, too, so we could just get the whole Open Sign crew and
just play in
it would take 7 days.
That would be kind of awesome, though.
That'd be epic. Just
Open Sign mounts each other.
Mount Your Company.
Yeah. Happens in my dreams every night.
That's what we'll call the episode, Mount Your Company. But, like, I think, so. Like, we, like, before we even started doing this, I mean, we obviously used to get together and play video games all the time, and we played that game the most out of everything.
Yeah.
And I've realized that that's where all those game jokes come from. Like, the, you know,
yeah,
I don't true. Want you to worry.
I don't mean to alarm you.
I fucking hate that.
Also, that's where Chuck Nolly came from.
That is where Chuck Nolly...
That was actually Christian's name.
Christian yeah,
was Chuck Nolly.
On Mount Your Friends, my name was Chuck Nolly. And things aren't looking so hot for our old pal Chuck Nolly.
It's kind of an inside joke.
Yeah, it's like we've done it so many different times.
You probably heard it. I mean,
yeah.
We don't censor ourselves, really.
No, we really don't.
There's something I'm working on as far as a future project where one of the main characters is, spoilers, named Chuck Nolly.
Fucking Chuck Nolly.
Fucking Chuck Nolly.
Chuck Nolly.
And nobody really has to get it.
No, that's cool. Like I think
it's just
that
a good name.
It's just like, it's like that badass, it's like Magnum P.I.
It's like guy. Joe Nick.
Joe Nick.
That's an even
fucking,
bigger.
Oh god.
That's an even
dude,
bigger inside
fucking
joke.
Joe Nick knows.
Joe Nick knows.
I was like, look, man, next time I'm coming in here and I'm going through that door. Bam! Went through that door.
But you know, I got him. Joe Nick. I went up to him and I was like, I'm Joe Nick. And
it'd be fucked up if Joe Nick listened to this.
We really need
like, I liked you guys.
Dude, I don't know. Like, there's a lot of exciting things that are coming this year. It's still weird that it's now February. It feels like this year's moving pretty slow.
Holy fuck, right?
Like,
we're midway. It's not like we're midway through February. That's the fucked up part.
Are we?
Yeah.
Pretty much.
It's the 7th.
Yeah, it's just
close enough.
It's only the first week.
Yeah, it's the first week of February.
It's just like
next week is Valentine's Day and that's half the month.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, then we'll
be so we're like a quarter.
So quarter. That's halfway.
A quarter of the
we're
way.
Halfway to halfway.
Yeah, midway is
through this month.
So we're midway is basically
Jesus Christ.
Midway is basically halfway.
Why did this turn
midway?
Into fucking splitting hairs? The
midway. That was the arcade series, wasn't it?
Jesus Christ.
That's a pretty badass game. Gauntlet.
You know what? Fine. Fuck it. You guys do whatever.
I don't even care anymore.
You got done. You guys just keep talking.
She just sits there and pouts all the time. So I'm not happy about this.
Christian.
Fuck it. Fuck it. Christian, we gotta finish the episode. Finish it yourself.
Hey, my name's not Nate.
We got a couple of new phobias coming out.
Yeah,
soon.
We're getting back on the phobia bandwagon. Fuck yeah, man.
One written by. Looking at him.
Me.
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 Who wrote the phobia,
I
Ryan?
Did.
It was me!
I'm pretty pumped for yours, man. Like,
yeah.
I'm working AD on that one. That one's going to be fucking awesome.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to both of them.
Yeah,
I'm actually
tons
acting
of
again.
Times of for pre-production and... We're gonna need a lot of it.
Yeah,
Bozell's phobia is gonna be fun to do.
Yeah, dude, Bozell's phobia is gonna be titties. I can't wait to. See. I know only just a little bit about it. I don't even know like everything.
Yeah, I only know. Just
oh, I have the it. Script. It's pretty good.
I'm looking forward to it.
I've had the script for like a year.
Like, it's gonna be fucking sweet.
This is gonna be one of the only ones that I don't think I'm gonna get to work on because we're gonna be busy.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah, we're doing
we're doing a split shoot tomorrow.
Yeah, this will be way past, like, this will have happened, like, 2 weeks ago. But, yeah, we did two different days. We get two separate crews, one going on Phobia, one going on Stray. This will be the first time I won't be on the Stray one when there's a Phobia going on. It's kind of weird.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty different. Like, I got a feeling we're going to miss each other. We're just going
to
tell you. Like,
it's like when, you go to kindergarten for the first time.
It's like fucking American like, Tale. Like, someone,
like,
someone.
All right, so I'm going to leave you here. I'm going to go to my thing.
Now, you'd be good. Or it's like when you're... When
parents
you're,
who don't give a fuck.
Or when you're like playing with your sibling and you guys keep running in and out of the house.
I
and you
got to
choose between in and out. And like... One of you chooses out, the other one chooses in, and the one that's out and the one that's in are like sitting in front of a glass door talking to each other. Like, can I come in now? No, but I want a drink of water. Mom says drink through the hose. Yeah, just like
Jesus.
What kind of fucking childhood did you have?
Yeah, as you say, we have like an inside look at Cam's childhood.
Yeah,
right
Jesus.
It was sad.
See that?
This week's episode, therapy.
Yeah, you see that up on the wall there, Nate? It looks like Cam's projecting a little bit.
Wow.
Oh,
man.
Fuck you, man.
You gonna cry now?
Yeah.
You gonna cry back, bitch?
No. Oh my god, that was mean.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I don't even know what happened. Yeah, so Fobiano. And phobia. Every fucking time I want to say
stop
phobia.
Being Italian!
Stop it! I don't like it! Oh my god, dude.
Yikes.
What?
You're a strange group of individuals this evening.
You're just now catching this.
This has been another
weird podcast. This is episode, what, 15 technically?
12. Well, fuck, goddamn. Yeah, I forgot about that again. Thank you for bringing
We're
that.
Fucking weird, Christian.
We are
just like, weird. Hey, I see that, the party. That wound looks like it's healing nicely. Let me just fucking stick a knife in there.
Yeah, right. How about some
salt? What I do?
Yeah. Some barbed wire.
Can I lick the wound? Oh. It looks so delicious.
Oh my god, stop.
No, I'd rather let the cat lick it. I don't know where your mouth has been.
Wow.
Real weird. I know where the cat's mouth has been.
Yeah.
So, in film news.
Yeah, we're going to be at Horror Hound again next month.
Yeah, we're going to Horror Hound next month. Holy dog shit.
Yeah, that's going to be cool.
It's like four. Yeah, it's going to be Andrew's first convention, right?
It will be.
Nice.
I don't know if I can.
A few times traveling outside of Fort Wayne, so it'll be
fun. It's gonna be in Cincinnati. I mean, unfortunately, it's gonna be in Cincinnati, Ohio. But I mean, it's gonna be outside of Fort Wayne, which should be cool.
No, that's cool. That's a good thing, actually.
Yeah.
We need to spread the word. Indy over in Ohio.
Indy was cool. Yeah. I mean, like, Indy was cool, but it'd be kind of nice to actually get out of Indiana for a little bit. I really haven't been outside of Indiana for, like, a couple years.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
I rarely get out myself.
I think the last time I was outside of Indiana was when we went to the festival in Chicago. Oh, wait, no, never mind. That wasn't the last time. It was. Yeah, it was when we were in Chicago.
I went to that thing in Louisiana a few months ago.
Louisiana?
Oh, yeah.
It was Cam and Joe, right?
It was so fun. I had such a good time, guys.
Dude, you went to Fright Night in Louisville.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. Not a lot of people there. I guess they rebooted it and, like, not a lot of people had heard they rebooted it, so.
What is
that's
it like?
That's kind of fucked up because I went, like, 2 years ago and it was huge.
The cosplay con... I don't know if it's cosplay anymore for horror, but anyway, the cosplay contest, there were two fucking people.
What?
Two people were in the cosplay contest.
That's who saying won? A lot, because...
Freddy Krueger, I think.
Because Horror Hound, there were like a shit ton of people doing that.
Yeah,
including
was
Gabby,
crazy.
Right?
Well, yeah. Indy, like, it's cool. Indy and the Cincinnati one are the two biggest conventions, I like, for Horror Hound.
Yeah, do they have
those
them outside?
Are huge. They've had them in Detroit. And I can't remember where else. A couple other places, but
yeah.
I think that it's
mainly a Midwest thing.
I think it's a rocking good time. I had a blast when we were there last time.
Yeah, some of us had way a little too much of a blast. I know you've heard our stories, but. It's
So if any of you are a fan of Bacchus, come to Horror Hound. He's scheduling an appearance for Saturday night. He's not going to be at the convention, mostly outside shouting obscenities. But he will be there.
Dude, we're going to have another Bacchus night. Like, yeah. I'm kind of scared.
I am penciling that shit in.
Okay,
it is official.
Think about it this way. That's one of those situations that was so random when it happened that it might not feel as great if we plan it and it happens again.
Oh, I'm going to feel fantastic.
But I also think that
it's going to be like an episode
awesome.
Of Scooby-Doo. Fucking chase Nate sucks. Around the convention like Benny Hill or some shit.
Well, what
kind of sucks is our hotel is like a mile and a half away.
Seriously?
Oh, God.
Oh, I'll find a way.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Damn it.
Because this is like a convention center. There's no hotel attached to it. There's a couple across the street which are crazy expensive, but the one that we've got rooms at is
oh, why
like
couldn't
a
we
mile.
Stay at the Hilton?
Pick off those people.
Dude, that's okay. Well, that means that someone's going to have to drive.
That's either a long walk through
a long
uncharted
Bacchus is ready to walk.
A long drunk walk through uncharted territory.
Yeah, he's up for it.
Yeah, I'm not babysitting you guys drunk.
Maybe there's taxis. I don't know.
Oh, my God. Dude.
That would be great. If
yeah,
it
that
was.
Would make it a little easier.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we'd be fucked.
I don't want to drive.
I don't want to drive. I mean, I want to have a good time.
I don't know. After 2-3 bottles of whiskey, I'll be up for walking anywhere.
We'll make Bozo drivers.
Ha!
No.
Probably
no.
shouldn't.
The,
Austin.
Yes. Austin probably.
No.
Why are you going to like, he's like, you volunteered me for sure.
No, because I also drink. He's getting Bacchus with me. So it can't be Austin.
I can't imagine drunk Austin.
Austin's getting drunk with you?
He
fucking I don't know how drunk he intends to be, but I owe him a drink.
We're going to be so pissed.
For shit that happened, so.
Do you remember how pissed we were the last time we did this? Because we had to get up early and we were all kind of hungover. We're all just like, ugh.
You were hungover.
I was so hungover.
I woke up, I had a bagel.
I had
that. That was fantastic.
We looked up like, how are we going to get Nate up? And like, Nate, wake up, we're getting breakfast. This dude just got up, put on his coat, and walked out the door. Just like, how even did this happen?
Yeah.
I don't get hangovers. Like, do you remember anything?
Except
like,
for that one time.
No, not really.
You remember nothing. Now.
And this dude just fucking went just to the...
Now let's get a bagel.
This dude just went to the booth and started working again. I'm just like, oh my god.
I wore sunglasses at the booth and slept until Nate bumped me to warn me people were in front of me. Mike's just like, I don't care if you're hungover, just do it. I'm like, alright, I got this. Nate, I got my safety goggles. So like, I'm sitting there at the booth and I'm just passed out. And Nate is like, Cam. What? Were you sleeping? Yeah.
Wait, that's your Nate impression?
That is a horrible
impression. Yeah, holy fuck, that sounds nothing
what
like that.
What are you talking about?
That's like stereotypical next door, like shitty next door like, neighbor yeah. boy.
That's
like,
how
like
I look at Nate. Oh. He's my shitty next door neighbor.
What are you guys doing?
Fuck you, Dom DeLuise.
Fuck you, you bear looking motherfucker.
Good lord. Well, this has been an episode full of hate.
Yeah. Probably wrap it up.
Yeah.
We're hitting the 30 mark.
Yeah, we're going to wrap it up here. I guess in summary, keep an eye out for the new phobias. Possibly one will be out by the time this one's up.
One will be out.
At least within the week that this podcast is out, it should be ready. At least the first one.
There'll be at least one before Horror Hound.
Yeah.
Probably
one during.
Or like, either during while we're there or just after. So.
Yeah. And keep an eye for the Let's Slays. Those are going to be uploaded to the Horror Hound channel as well as the new upcoming phobias. Subscribe to us on iTunes. Like us on Facebook. Follow us. Subscribe to Horror Hound on YouTube. All that Horror good Hype. Stuff. Horror Hype, yeah. Damn it. I do that every fucking time.
Everybody does it, man. I do it too.
Yeah.
I fucking hate it.
That's going to be an interesting one when we have a fucking Horror Hive booth at Horror Hound.
People
did you go to the Horror Hound booth? Like, yeah. What?
Yeah.
Every time I would ask people to say it, say, you know, the tagline or whatever in the little videos, they would end up saying Horror Hound. I'm like, it's Horror Hive. And you're like, okay. And do you remember those,
fuck you, we don't care.
Really dry chicks. Were you with me, Nate?
I wasn't. And Bacchus was.
Oh, Bacchus
so,
was.
No, I don't remember anything.
You don't remember
that.
It. Yeah, there's these two really drunk chicks I was trying to get to say Horror Hive where the blood runs like honey. And they couldn't do it.
Cam Clark, where the blood runs like honey. This motherfucker just hurt himself.
What'd
you
again. Do? I don't know. I'm bleeding.
You're in the beach camp.
Jesus. We gotta go give medical attention.
Okay. Cam Clark, where every day the blood runs like honey.
Oh my god.
Right. Slow and inexplicably from some random.
We need to get him medical attention, so we should wrap it up.
All right, guys. Well, for this episode, oh dear god, of After Hours, my name is Christian Nash.
Nate Barr.
Chuck Nolly.
Ryan Webbeking.
I'm bleeding.
We will see you next time. Thanks for listening, everybody.